Blog Talk Radio.
In town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the G-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest spaceship show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.
Ashley De La Rosa is going to be in the building with us tonight as well. So
It's a little research. You know how we do it. We get it in for the fit-ins, no doubt. And we are the home of the independent up-and-coming artists, supporting all the independent and up-and-coming artists. And we will be playing all your independent up-and-coming artists and celebrity hits, no doubt, on this lovely Celebrity Thursday, June 7th. And if you are a hip-hop artist or an R&B artist, singer, a poet, spoken word artist, and you like to have your music played on the show, if you like to be interviewed on the show, or you like to recite some of your incredible poetry on the D-Hour Show, all you have to do is email us on at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show. Also, right now in the building, I got my girl, RC. What's happening, RC?
What's good? What's good with y'all this evening? Thursday, one more day closer to Friday.
That's right. And that's what it's all about. RC in the building. My girl, Miss Fabulous, in the building right now, but she's going to be getting in at the Mid-Atlantic Film Festival, so make sure you guys go out there and check it out. Absolutely.
Yes, and I'm serving on behalf of the D-Hour Show, so thank you all for making those accommodations. I'm your correspondent on behalf of the D-Hour Show. Hey, RT.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I miss you all.
Well, we miss you too, Miss Fabulous. Let me give you a virtual hug.
bangs to take that path. Handle life when you take a bath. You got such a sensational way. I'ma get you Jimmy Choo and Mark Jacobs back. I could cop a 2003, make a smile when she sees freeze. I could get you on CDs and DVDs, take you to BBs and VCBG. I could get you in the place to be into the people to know what your things to get into. I wanna be your lover and your confidant, never take you from others, don't ever let a brother pimp you. If you want the stars, you can reach a girl, y'all take a look at her. She got such an astonishing body. I can see her insecurity to rob up the body. And now that she gon' put a hurt on them hard in the party. And you know you kill her when the club we go. You was gonna be a pro, how you close, take a photo. And I love you cause you're freaking with the dope clothes. Drop it to the blow, hit the cold when you roll slow. And I love it when I hit it from the back. And you get on top of me, I have a brother going, oh, oh. Girl, I love how you roll me right. I can make you a celebrity, yo, why not?
Play something, hold the lie. Try with, I know they lie. Twist it, you hold a ride. I make you a celebrity overnight. Give you ice like Kobe ride. We sort of like Kobe ride. The way we mow them ride. I make you a celebrity overnight.
See, baby girl. You see how you make a brother break down. I just gotta ask. Oh, you wanna be a star? Are you messing with the right one? I can take you there. I can make sure you get all the fine things. Let me be your manager. Come here, girl, I can see you for. Turn you to the queen that I see you for. Take you shopping on streets and stores. I'ma get you to the MTV you're for. We about to do a show tonight. You look a good girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight. Come here, girl, you can hang if you're bored. We can do plenty things plus more. I'm about to have you changing the doors. I can even get you to the soul train no more. We about to do a show tonight. You look a good girl, show you right. Take you places I know you like. I can make you a celebrity overnight.
Next best thing, kick, kick, kick it out the way. lick a lip with it. She thick, thick with it. Jump, stomp, twist with it. Make them frat with it. Tie the club up, champagne, campaign with it. Party people, do your thing with it. I get to it, y'all. I get the fun, then I split with it. A natural born money maker, nitty grit with it. Huh? I get rich,
we
y'all.
We go out sideways.
We do 100 on the highway. Thank God for Friday.
RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate. Getting it in for the fit-in, playing all the hits. You just got through listening to the Goody Mob featuring Backbone and Big Boy with Get Rich to This. Before that was my man Bobby Brown with his new hit joint, Get Out the Way. And then you heard my man Twista with his hit, Overnight Celebrity. You know how we do it, playing all the hits, as always. Got my girl RC in the building. RC, what's good? RC? You all right there, RC?
Yeah. I'm just talking to myself over here with my mute button pushed. I'm like, you can't hear me? What you mean? You can't hear me? These headphones. What I was saying was, I just want to see, you know, how in the world did this man figure out he can rap that damn fast? What is that about? I don't know how I can do that. Because Heavy D had me stuck on the Bundilly Diddly D. So I can imagine me trying to do a twister verse.
Oh, absolutely.
Have an asthma attack or something.
Well, you know, there's still some backlash going on with Gwyneth Paltrow and this whole thing. I mean, there's still some backlash, and there's still a lot of, you know, people talking about it. But see, here's the thing that's getting me. Okay, here's the thing that's tripping me out about it. I've seen a couple of, you know, talk shows, and they were talking about it, and they were saying that, you know, like one comment, you know, someone said was that, I want to see what you think about that, but one comment was, well, why, you know, if they make a song with, you know, with the word niggas in it, if they make a song with that in it, with the N-word in it, then why is it, you know, why is it bad for somebody, you know, for a Caucasian or a white person to say it?
See, that goes so many different ways. Personally, I don't feel like, you know, anyone should say it, but I guess the thinking is, it's like, if you black, you can say it because, I don't know, we put in work, I guess. it's just crazy. That word is just going to be taboo anyway, regardless, I think, of who says it. They try to give it a different power, taking it away from what Jim Crow was using it for demeaningly, but I don't even know how you going to do that.
I agree with you. And I think the problem is that, you know, because they were also, someone also said, well, she was just, you know, quoting the name of the song. Well, here's the problem. The name of the song, if anybody look it up, and you can look at different websites, and they will tell you, the name of the song on the Watch the Throne album, the name of the song is Niggas in Paris. Okay? That's the name of the song. But what she tweeted was Niggas in Paris for real.
Oh, okay. That's the difference too.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what Cass is not understanding. That's what Cass is not understanding. What she tweeted was Niggas in Paris for real. So for real is not a part of the title of the song. So when you added for real to it, that's what made a lot of people question question why you said it. Nobody's saying that she's like that. You know, I mean, I don't know her personally like that, but, you know, I don't think anybody's, you know, trying to take a stab out there and say, oh yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow is racist. But the problem is that if you would have just quoted the title of the song, nobody probably wouldn't have said too much to you about it. But I think when you added for real at the end of it, then I think that's what made a lot of people question.
Because
it was a for real plus a WTF
behind
because
that.
Exactly, so when people saw it, people thinking like, well, what she's trying to say, you know, that, you know, wow, I can't believe it's niggas out here in Paris, you know? So, that's the thing that a lot of people got to understand. You know, Niggas in Paris for real is not the name of the song. The name of the song is Niggas in Paris, period. So when she added the for real to it, that's what made people question it, plain and simple.
It's just like, and then they had that picture talking about when Gwyneth Paltrow takes pictures with black folks. I'm like, what?
they was an attraction at an amusement park or something.
Right. I'm like, okay.
Oh my god, it's these black folks at the amusement park, let's take pictures with them. You know, I mean, you know, they make it seem like it was like an amusement park or something like that. I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, I don't know. I just think that, you know, like I said, nobody's saying that she's like that. I think it's just the fact that when she added "for real" at the end of the statement, that's what made people question it.
Maybe looking too.
I think that's what the issue was. It looks like our boy Charlie Sheen had another rant. I don't know what's going on with this guy, man. He's starting to make people think he on crack. Yeah, he's starting to make people think he on crack. Not surprisingly, here's the situation. Not surprisingly, for a game in which the Los Angeles Kings could have clinched their first Stanley Cup in franchise history, the Staples Center is filled with celebrities Wednesday night. Will Ferrell, Kate Hudson, Ellen Page, porn star Taylor Stevens. I think ain't that the same chick who said she was with Tiger Woods? I don't know. Why even Charlie Sheen was there for a while? At some point, Sheen stepped outside for a smoke break, and when he attempted to re-enter the arena, he was stopped by security guards. Staples Center has a policy against re-entry. You see, shocker, Sheen did not appreciate this policy. Famed for his resistance, lack of restraint, the former Two and a Half Men star did what he does best, launching into a profanity-laced tirade. And because the other thing Sheen does best is behave consistently, he immediately followed his furious rant with the wholly reasonable understand dissertation on common sense and decency. So, I mean, I don't know, man. This cat keep ranting and raving and yelling and cursing people out, and you know, it's just nobody's you know, tripping, and nobody's like, oh my God. I mean, it's just that now it's like he's doing it to a point now, you know, where every single time he does it, now people are just kind of look, you know, that look where people look at you like you crazy, like what the hell?
There you go.
They just gave him you the lost your damn mind look, and just was probably thinking like, damn, he's smoking that crack again.
Smoking right now. Oh.
He on them damn bath salts again. Something wrong with him.
Uh oh. You know, folks.
He on them bath salts. Everybody, cover your face. Cover your face.
Cannibal. That's crazy.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Get on nothing that's going to make me chew somebody's face off.
Exactly. And that's a whole other story, too. I mean, I really don't get it, man, why these cats is out there messing around with these drugs like that. You know, why would you mess around with something like that? That, you know, and then you name it bath salts. I mean, really?
Like, what is that?
Right. I mean... I think it's so funny the different type of names that we as Americans come up with for, you know, certain things like that, you know, like drugs and stuff like that. I mean, bath salts. I mean,
that it should be called hunger pain.
I can see. Right, exactly.
Chew your face off. Boy, that's crazy.
I can just see.
His girlfriend, they interviewed his girlfriend, and she was like, but I felt safe with him. Like, is that before or after he got on her stuff?
Wait, his girlfriend said what now?
She always felt safe with him.
Wow.
Like, he must not be on his stuff at that time.
Wow.
I don't know how you get to that point.
I don't know. I mean, anytime I was with him, you know, he would kiss me and maybe nibble on my ear, but that was about it. I mean, he never ate my face off.
It never bled. Oh, God.
Maybe because the food wasn't taking no bath salts then. How about that, you know? How about that?
I would recommend it. I would recommend that.
Anytime you got something out there like that that's got you chewing on somebody's face, then you really need to leave it alone. I mean...
It must make you hallucinate and see food, because...
That's what I'm saying.
What will make you, you know...
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it was almost like the cartoon. You know how you watch the old cartoons, and the character be so hungry, the person look like some chicken, or they look like a turkey or something like that, or a drumstick or something. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe maybe after he messed with the bath salts, maybe the dude looked like some KFC or something. I don't know, you know. Maybe he looked like a ham sandwich or something. I can see them coming up with a drug reference to that, you know. Beware out there, the new drug is the ham sandwich. You know, I mean, I can see them coming up with something crazy like that. Don't mess with the ramen soup. You like, what? The new drug, the ramen soup. You be like, what are you talking about
the cup or the pack, what?
That's the new drug out there. It's called cup of ramen. What? The new drug, cup of ramen. You be like, what the hell are y'all talking about? But yeah, we come up with crazy names like that. I mean, you know, just to get our 15 minutes. Just remember, I came up with the name Bath Salts.
I still want to know what that is. Why is it called that?
And there's probably some fools out there that actually thought that he was messing with real bath salts.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I first heard that. I was like, huh? Why would you do that?
You know how some people that are so naive, you know, I'm pretty sure when some family probably heard about it, you know, what? Bath salts? And then the little son was probably in the bathroom, Jenny, don't touch the bath salts! Don't touch it!
I'm thinking. What's why you ain't taking no baths, man? That stuff will kill you.
Oh, man, that's so damn crazy. But you know how we do, people. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate. That's your girl, RC, in the building. We getting ready to get it in once again with some more hits. We got more hits for you, absolutely. Kick back and relax. We're going to go ahead and kick it off with my man, rapper Big Pooh, with his joint Rear View Mirror, right here on the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Rapper. Ninth Wonder. I'm seeing life in my rear view mirror, and I recognize that people do change. While you in life in my rear view mirror, I recognize we all gotta go through things. This is life in my rear view. If you just turn around, you can see it too. This is life in my rear view. If I just turn around, I can see it through. As time go by, I ain't gonna lie, I think I've seen enough to make a grown man cry. My grandmama's gone, then my uncle's on. Gotta stay strong for the fam. I got it too strong for myself. Seen my little bit of wealth, money can't cure all of the pain that the heart endures. The memories in, it comes a new year, it comes a new spirit. Tell me, can you hear it? Got a little louder, we all begin to fear it. So we push back, then we push out. So we still alone and the world forgot about the things that you did, goals you accomplished, that dream that you had. Now a broken promise, I vowed to be honest, bare my soul. Hear people taking shots and they wonder why I'm blown. My story unfolds like any other. Gotta pay homage to them older brothers who came here before me, laid the foundation. Started as a fad, now a great situation. I ain't had a job since 03, but the music business is more than you see. We made a bit of magic when we did it as three. Then we grew up, then we grew apart. That's when I realized it was bigger than art. But grown men gon' do what grown men do. I can't put the blame all on another dude. No communication, that mean we didn't speak. That's why I'll get back, it was two, not three. Wish nothing but the best to my homeboy P. I also went through it with my homeboy G. But this go round took a little bit of time. I already put our whole story in the rhyme. The Lord says forget, well mama I'm trying. Money I'm flying, all grown up. Came home just in time, see your boy blown up. I know it's that time, gotta stand on my two. Tighten my belt, lean on rapper poo. Rapper wasn't really love that we shared as a crew. Cause love ain't something you say you do. It was all fun when we were all young and we were all dumb, just making jams. Of course shit changed when you start to see grands. Everybody reaching out to you with their hands, not having structure two separate plans. Niggas wanna vote for themselves as the man. Now we got factions no longer whole. Shit can't work if you all want control. Niggas never sold our souls to the devil. At the same time, we gripped our own shovels. Heavy on the bass, went light on the treble. Big bad company, we just little pebbles. Worked a whole lot, don't regret the move. Came back to an indie, had nothing to prove. Go hard every time, got nothing to lose. At the end of the day, it's your right to choose. My rear view mirror, and I recognize that people do change. While you in life in my rear view mirror, I recognize we all gotta go through things. This is life in my rear view. If you just turn around, you can see it too. See it too. This is life in my rear view. If I just turn around, I can see it through. See it through.
So step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine? That we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's the funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is back, I swear you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight is not the man. Because you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk piece. Because I love it when you whack and she despise me. They get vexed, I will next and none can test me. I'm just a rotten bee who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training because I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe. Rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers wrote the zap.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock?
What?
Those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My awesome presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So keep watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. But all the better things like a hip hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the quorum and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Thank you. woke up early this morning, made my coffee like I always do. Then it hit me from nowhere, everything I feel about me and you.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting it in again for the fit-ins. You know how we do it. On the D-Hour Show, Celebrity Thursday, absolutely, playing all the hits. You just got through listening to American Idol alum Kimberly Locke with her hit, Eighth World Wonder. Before that was A Tribe Called Quest with Check the Rhyme. And then you man, rapper Big Pooh, with his joint. You know, we're getting it in always, you know, playing all the hits. If you are R&B artist, if you're a singer, if you're a spoken word artist and a poet and you like to have your music played on the show or be interviewed on the D Hour show or recite some of your poetry on our show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, D Hour Show. RC, what's going on?
What's going on? It's Thursday night. Hey, hey. And I'm feeling good. I'm enjoying myself.
You said you're feeling good.
I'm feeling great. Oh.
Is it burning up out there in ACL?
You know what? Not yet. It's cool. It's so cool out here that it's kind of scary. It's been nice. I'm kind of wondering if this is the setup for us to be cooking the rest of the summer. Right now?
It could
great
be.
Right now.
It could be, absolutely. I think so. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now, it's time for us. We still haven't heard from Twista yet, but it's okay. Right now, it's time for us to introduce our next guest for tonight. Absolutely incredible singer, Miss Ashley De La Rosa, got her first taste of performing in New York doing commercials, television, and print modeling jobs at the early age of 6. She later moved to Florida, where she discovered music theater and performed in several plays, including A Christmas Carol, Cinderella, and Once on This Island. Ashley went to Los Angeles at age 13 to perform at the House of Blues and visited the City of Angels, again where she turned 14 to perform at RAW talent competition. She recently participated, a lot more than participated, in the hit, in season 2 of the hit TV show on NBC, The Voice, where she was a part of the remaining 3 on Christina Aguilera's team. Ashley loves to perform and wants to fulfill her dreams of releasing her own album while also fueling her passion for charity and global service. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to Miss Ashley De La Rosa.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Ashley. How you doing?
Hi. How are you? I'm good.
I'm good. Well, first and foremost, Ashley, I want to say thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's definitely an honor to have you on the show with us tonight.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, my first thing is, I think you were phenomenal on The Voice.
Thank you.
I think you're an incredible singer. So what was that experience like? I mean, how was the whole Voice experience for you?
You know, The Voice was incredible. I auditioned kind of on a whim just because I saw season 1 and I was really excited about the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're all really big names, and
right.
So I just auditioned. I didn't expect to get that far and to work with Christina. You know, she's amazing, and, you know, I grew up listening to her, and she's like one of my idols, so that was, it's an experience that I'm never going to forget.
I mean, it was absolutely incredible. I mean, you always got great reviews from some of the other, judges, and they always say great things about you. Now tonight we're going to be playing actually one of my favorite songs that you sang in the competition, which is No Air.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
and also we had not too long ago Kim Yarbrough on the show, and she was phenomenal, and we had a great time with her, and she's doing some incredible things as well. So what's new for Ashley right now? What are you doing right now as far as your music is concerned?
Well, I just got back from California. I finally signed with a manager, so that was really exciting for me. I've never had a manager or an agent or any type of representation like that other than myself. So it's really cool to have like a professional doing that. And so I've been going for some auditions, and I leave at the end of this month. Well, actually, towards the end of this month, before I leave, I'm performing at the House of Blues in Florida, And then I leave for Nashville, and I'm going to start writing some more music out there with actually another girl that was on the show. Her name is Nicole Clausen, and she actually battled Matai on Team Adam.
Oh, yeah, I remember Nicole.
Yeah, so we're going to write together, and she's really cool, and it's really nice for her to take me under her wing, and then I go back out to California for more auditions, and I'm staying with Anthony Evans and Jamar Rogers, so it's like a big voice party along the way. I'm just, you know, seeing all my friends again. It's really nice. If anything, like, the show has just given me such amazing friends that and contacts that I can always stay in touch with.
Have you talked to any celebrity musical artists, and have they, you know, said anything to you about your experience on The Voice?
Well, I've spoken to, of course, I still keep in contact with Christina, so that's really awesome.
Absolutely.
I think the only other celebrity person that I've talked to was Vivi Brown, and it's awesome because I auditioned with her song Shark in the Water. So she reached out to me, and she was like, oh, great job, and, you know, really proud of you and all that. So I wasn't expecting that, and I totally freaked out. She's really nice, and it was just so cool. Like, she saw my performance, and she actually, you know, took the initiative to talk to me, and so it was really cool.
Now with your experience on The Voice, and you having that exposure like that, now, you know, have you had an opportunity to really know what it feels like to be a celebrity? Like, has anybody asked you for your autographs, or, you know, has anybody, like, said, hey, you're the girl that's on The Voice? You know, have you had that experience?
I mean, not like a lot, but I'm still getting some recognition, which is really cool. In, you know, in different places and stores, some people will come up to me and they'll be like, oh, are you that girl on The Voice? And then, so it's really cool. But honestly, I think on the show and in real life, I look so different because my hair is curly. Like, I'm Dominican, so I have, like, curly, curly hair, and they're always straightening it on the show. And, you know, I'm wearing my glasses and all. So it's like, I'm so nerdy in real life. Like, I look like such a dork. And then I'm on TV, and people are like, oh, you look so pretty. Oh, my gosh. And I was just like, oh, thanks.
So it's almost like a dual personality. It's almost like a transformation. You know, right?
Yeah, it's really, and I actually kind of like it because, you know, I think on the show, a lot of people had their own trademark sort of thing that made them really recognizable in public, and that could be a virtue and also a vice. Like, I mean, Lindsay has half her head shaved, so she gets recognized everywhere, and Jamar, anytime I go somewhere with Jamar, because he's got the tattoos and just his style in general, like, people scream for Jamar. Like, they'll just run. And me and Anthony just kind of have to, like, go off to the side, like, oh, okay, let's back out. But, you know, so it's fun to watch my friends get recognition like that, and then also receive a little bit on my own, but nothing too crazy.
Now, once the competition, everything started going into effect, and you guys started getting down to the wire. Once you were gone from the competition, who did you have in mind? Who did you think was going to be the winner of the competition?
I thought, just by, like, the crowd reaction and how people just, I don't know, responded to their performances, I thought it was either going to be Jamar or Juliet. They were always crowd favorites, and, you know, people just loved their performances. And obviously everyone did a really good job, but once I was back home and I turned into, you know, a spectator and not a performer watching the show, I kind of got to see it from another side, and I thought, you know, Jamar, Juliet, and then once Jamar was voted off, it was really anyone's game, because I was like, okay, well, I still think Juliet might win, and then Jermaine gave that amazing performance, so it was really up in the air for me.
Well, I know that you guys, did you, you know, Jesse Campbell was on the show, and I actually know Jesse. I know his family. I went to school with some of his family, his sister, and some of his family members. But I know that Adam had made the comment to his team when he told everybody that Jesse was the guy to beat. But then the following week, he was eliminated. Now, were you shocked with that?
Oh, I was really shocked. Jesse was one of the strongest competitors on Team Christina, and I thought going into the competition, I thought that Jesse was going to be the one who remained for our team, at least, if not the overall winner of the show. I don't know. At the end of the day, it was Christina's choice, and I was really shocked, though, and I think I would have been shocked with anyone that went home that night.
Yeah, and that was the same thing. You know, Kim told us. She said she was kind of shocked as well. You know, especially when Adam, you know, made that comment. You know, he made that comment to them, and then next week he was eliminated. But I know that Jesse's doing some big things right now. So, you know, definitely hope the best for him as well. But now, other than music, are there any other things that you're considering working on? You're considering being a part of?
Well, I've started with this new manager. He's sort of been trying to get me to do acting as well. And I've done acting before, like in plays and stuff, but I mean, I haven't done it in a really long time. And so this is kind of a new thing, and it's really exciting and it's really fun. And he's gotten me an audition with Glee. And so there's like this big audition, and it's through video submission and all that. And so it's kind of, you know, like I was expecting to take some classes first, but he was just like, you know what, just try it for fun, no big deal. And so that's really exciting. And I love Glee. I love the show. And so I'm auditioning for that. I was working on that today, but I'm going to audition tomorrow. But it's just through video submission, so nothing too nerve-wracking.
Well, definitely prayers to you for that. I really hope you
Thank
do
you.
Get that. I really hope you do get that. I think Glee is a great show, and I think you would be great on that show. So I really do hope they do consider you. I think that would be a great opportunity.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, absolutely. I have my co-host RC in the building. RC, you got any questions for Ashley?
Yeah, who would you like to collaborate with, whether it be, you know, musically or, you know, acting?
Musically, I would say there's so many people. I'm pretty sure that Sam Cooke is dead, but I really like Sam Cooke, and I got a lot of inspiration from him, and he's kind of an old soul, and so I guess since he's not around, it would probably be Stevie Wonder, just because he's one of those amazing performers, and I love him so much. So, yeah,
well,
I think that musically is my guy.
I'll say this. Definitely Sam Cooke is one of my favorite artists as well. And even though he's not around, I think the next best thing to Sam Cooke, and I think he's going to be a huge hit, is Joshua Ledet from American Idol.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. He's so amazing. He's so amazing. I don't really watch Idol, but I can tell you that the only people I watched this season were Jessica and Joshua. I thought they were great.
So, yeah, I think he's the next Sam Cooke, the new age Sam Cooke. I definitely believe that. But that's great. I think that you're definitely doing some amazing things right now, and you're getting ready to, you know, usher into some really new things. We definitely got some more questions for you. When we get back right now, we're gonna go ahead and take a music break, and we're gonna go ahead and play your song, your performance from American Idol. I mean, from The Voice, with your hit No Air.
Cool.
And I loved it. Like I said, that was one of my favorites. One of my favorite songs that you did on the show. So we're definitely going to air that right now. And ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we got more with Ashley De La Rosa. Here is her song, No Air, her rendition of No Air by Jordan Sparks on The Voice. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Rendition of No Air from the show The Voice. Ashley, great song. I definitely love that song. That was definitely one of my favorites from the show.
I was actually really sick when I recorded. That's when I was listening back, and you're like, oh, that was my favorite. It was so, because when I was recording that, I actually started crying because I was like, I'm sick. I don't want to do it. It was really bad.
Well, you did a wonderful job with it. You definitely did a wonderful job with it. Now, my next question for you is, now, looking at, I'm not sure if you had, I'm pretty sure you had an opportunity to probably think about your music project. Now, have you had a chance to really think about what type of music that you want to put out there for your new project? What type of music that you're going to give, you know, give the fans for your up and coming project?
Well, the music that I like to sing is more of a pop rock, sort of the kind of the stuff that I was trying to do on the show. My first Save Me song, Paris de la La, that is really sort of my style and kind of grungy and edgy. But the music that I write, I found it to be more of like Sarah Barry Ellis, Gavin DeGraw type of stuff.
Right.
So I think that a nice blend between the two would be something really cool that I could showcase, you know, my strongest abilities on the album.
Mm-hmm. So you may get an opportunity to create a new genre. Maybe we can call it you know, rap, or rap, or pop, or something like that. You know, we can definitely. So many artists are trying to create, you know, new genres of music right now. So you know, definitely you may just get an opportunity to do that. So that would definitely be great.
Sounds like
Now. Do you, you know, there's a lot of people out there. I'm pretty sure that, you know, you probably ran into a lot of people who may have auditioned for the show. And, you know, there's so many individuals, I will say, in America that, you know, so many, you know, people and young people that wanna be in this music business and want to be singers and, you know, want to be famous and want to make their musical dreams come true. You know, for all those people that are still striving and still trying to get that opportunity and still wanting to be in music, what advice would you give them?
No, I would just say that to put your heart into everything that you do, and no matter whatever happens, just be graceful, be humble, because you can be the most talented person in the world, but if you let your ego get in the way, then no one's going to want to work with you. You know, any business really is about being humble and accepting criticism and constructive criticism. So if you just take what the people around you and are trying to say, your mentors, people that want to help you, it will really make you a better performer. And, you know, never give up. If this is what you want to do, then you can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. I definitely agree with you. Now, let me ask you this, Ashley. What was it like seeing the many faces and many characters of CeeLo? Because he was a character on the show. He was funny. I mean, he was CeeLo. I mean, what was it like, you know, working with CeeLo and CeeLo and talking with him and just seeing some of the many crazy things that he was doing on the show?
CeeLo is awesome. He's such a character. And I didn't really realize it until after I left the show, because when you're up there, the only time I'm ever really on the stage and I get to see, you know, CeeLo's outfit and the coaches is when I'm either singing or going out for an elimination. So it's like, you know, you're focused on your song and you don't want to mess up and, you know, all these things are going through your head. And so, but every once in a while, I would kind of catch a glimpse of CeeLo out of my eye, and I would just be like, what is he wearing? Or, like, he wore a wig one time, and it just totally freaked me out because he's so funny, but it totally matches his personality. He's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Ashley, do you, if anybody wants to, you know, catch up with you online or, you may maybe list, you know, check out some of your performances or anything like that, where would they be able to find you?
Well, of course I have Twitter, Facebook, and all that, but you can find links to all of that on my website, www.ashleydelarosa.com.
There it is, ashleydelarosa.com. So make sure you guys definitely check that out. First and foremost, Ashley, I want to say thank you so much for joining us on the show. Again, as I said to Kim, you know, you guys are absolutely phenomenal, and I think you definitely have some bright futures ahead of you in this music industry. And it's really great to see, you know, I call you guys bright stars in this in this black hole of music, because, you know, right now I think the fans and the audience is really craving and really hungry for some new flavors, some new music, some new artists. And I think that a lot of you guys from The Voice and, American Idol and different shows like that are going to be able to give this new audience and these new fans really something to look forward to in music. So I definitely hope that you guys definitely are able to give the fans what they want, because I know lately the fans are kind of harsh, kind of harsh on music right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you hear a lot of them talking about they don't like listening to the radio, and a lot of them saying that, a lot of the artists sound the same, and I feel that way, to some extent. I mean, there's, sometimes when I listen to the radio, mainstream radio, it's a lot of times it's really hard to really tell who that artist is. And sometimes I might have to wait until the host will come back on and say, okay, we just played this song by, so-and-so. We just played this song by so-and-so. And I'm like, okay, because I really didn't know. It was really kind of hard to tell. And it wasn't like that before. But that's just the way music is being brought about now.
Yeah.
So, coming into music now, how do you, what strategies do you take to keep from being put in that same category, keep from being, for people, not really, being able to tell the difference between, your song or some other artist, some other big artist that's playing on the radio?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think that an example of that would be there's this one artist, and she was amazing. And I used to listen to her all the time. And I heard her on the radio, and she sang the hook for one of Flo Rida's songs or one of the new songs. And she just sounded completely different, and I didn't know that was her. And I think that for me, going into this, you can't let people change your style. And I know it sounds really easy, of course you're not going to change who you are, but when it comes to selling records and, paying for rent, making money, if this is what's going to sell a song, then of course you're going to do it. But it's really, really important not to give in and to stay true to yourself. And I think that that's what will set people apart, because everyone is unique and individual in their own way. But I think that they just get sucked into what producers want, because it's sort of like the consumer. We kind of just hear the same thing over and over and over again, and unless you have a trained ear, you're not really going to care. You're not going to care if that's Katy Perry or if that's Rihanna on the radio, if it's a good song, whatever. They sound the same, But so it's like, I just feel like if you don't change yourself, then you'll be good to go.
Absolutely. I agree. I absolutely agree. Well said. Well, Ashley, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It's an absolute honor to have you on the show with us. And any time, as far as I'm myself, RC, and the rest of the D-Hour Show family, anytime, you want us to play your music or you want to be on the show and hang out with us hang out with us and talk to us on the show, the door is always open for you. You're always welcome here on the D-Hour Show. So it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we're looking forward. We're definitely looking forward to your new project, and I definitely can't wait to hear it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And RC, you have any closing comments for Ashley?
I just want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish you good luck in everything that you're getting ready to get yourself into.
Thank you so much.
You can sing.
not sing, sing. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us, and you definitely keep doing what you're doing right now, and good luck to you with the Glee audition. I really do hope you get that.
Thank you very much. It was great talking to you.
Absolutely, Ashley. You have a blessed night, and you keep doing what you're doing.
You too.
Okay,
bye.
Have a great night.
Too, bye.
Yeah.
It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your host, D. Slay, the RT in the building. That was the wonderful Ashley De La Rosa from the hit TV show, The Voice. And make sure you guys definitely check out Ashley on AshleyDeLaRosa.com. If you want to talk to her, listen to any of her her songs or look at any of her performances from The Voice, definitely make sure you guys check her out. And stay in contact with her because, you know, she's definitely going to do some big things in music. So make sure you guys keep in tune with her and check her out on Facebook and Twitter as well. Well, it's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio's D Slate, RC in the building. We got some more music for you guys. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to talk to my brother Twista tonight. Well, of course, you know, he's working on his new project, so you know, we're gonna definitely get another opportunity to talk to him. So don't worry, we got more. You know, we're always bringing you somebody, and we're always bringing you great people each week. So you never know. You know, we got another week coming up, and we got some great individuals that's going to be joining us next week. And also, we have our anniversary show next week. So definitely make sure you guys check it out. We got the opening for the new Sunday edition of the D Hour Show, the Covenant Cafe. That's this Sunday coming up. So make sure you guys definitely check that out for all you gospel music fans. Definitely tune in for our Sunday show. That's 3:30 Mountain Standard, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked and make sure you stay tuned for that. It's going to be some great gospel music and gospel music artists on that show. And like I said, we got an anniversary show coming up June 12th. We're keeping it hush-hush right now. All we got to say is make sure you tune in that day, because we might have two shows that day. You never know. I think we may have two shows that day. So you never know what's going to happen. It's our anniversary. So our two-year anniversary. Make sure you guys tune in. Stay in contact with us on Facebook and Twitter. We're definitely going to keep you guys, keep the information out there on what's going on. And, you know, we got Indie Up Saturday coming this Saturday. So make sure you guys, keep listening to us. You know, the D Hour Show is the home of the independent and up-and-coming artists. So make sure you guys keep listening. We got more music right now as a tribute to my man Twista. We're going to go ahead and kick off this other hit, Wetter, right here on the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's D-Slate RC. We getting it in. Best believe it.
Call me daddy. Daddy, can you be my daddy? Daddy, I need a daddy. Daddy, won't you be my daddy? Daddy, come and make it right.
Mac Daddy with a hoe up in the backseat, with a 97 pimp flow. Got a feeling when you smoke it, when I flip it to a track speed. Talking about a beautiful figure, astonishing is Greek mythology. Body be just like a girl in love. What's that movie? Never mind, let me enter your atmosphere as you enter my world, and let me touch that booty. I can't believe that your mama that cold. Her daughter got such an astonishing soul. You need a model to roll. Still a player, know you got it when you climb up from the bottom to the top of the pole. So you can pop the control. Your body's so accurate when I'm slacking it, it's making me say what I gotta do to get with that. When it come to making it rain, I can get it wet. When it come to cutting the monkey, I can get it wet. You want some media, baby, you need a better man. Think of a politics, I'ma be your weatherman. Cause every time I'm looking up and I see more ass, I'ma constantly see rain in the forecast. This away, that away, I'm picking 5,000 ones or whatever you wanna call it. It's a celebration, you the champion, you're here. Right touch. I ain't stopping till you wet up the covers because I gotta keep on working till I see a lot of white stuff. Now you I'ma let the twist rain down on you.
I love you.
I love you.
I'm a lady, hold your fist up and stand up tall.
on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slay. Got RC in the building. We appreciate you for listening to the show and hanging out with us tonight. And as always, we appreciate you guys all the time, the D team, the supporters and listeners and the audience of the D Hour show. We love you guys, and we definitely appreciate you guys checking us out. And that was H-Town with their new song, I Appreciate You. And before that, we got a chance to listen to Twista's hit, Wetter, right here on the D Hour show. Well, we're in the wind down time right now, ladies and gentlemen. So I just want to tell you guys right now, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us and joining us tonight. And a big shout out and big thanks and, just a big all-around hug to Ashley De La Rosa for hanging out with us on the show. And make sure you guys check her out at ashleydelarosa.com and, talk to her and listen to some of her music and look at some of her performances. Great singer, great talent, and she's definitely going to do some great things in music. And again, keep tuning into the D Hour show. We got Indie Up Saturday coming up this Saturday, all about the independent up-and-coming artists. We had the Covenant Cafe this Sunday, for the up-and-coming gospel artists. We got great gospel music for you guys. And our host, Sarah Ashley, and Lamont, you guys are going to love them. So definitely make sure you guys stay tuned for that.
Ouch!
And also, I want to say thanks to one of my lovely ladies of the D Hour show, RC, for hanging out with me tonight and doing our thing, RC.
No problemo.
And like I said before, guys, we got a great show coming up, next week, starting on Sunday. We got a great show, so make sure you guys keep it locked. Tuesday is the 2-year anniversary for the D Hour show. Great show. I'm telling you, incredible show. Make sure you guys stay tuned for that. And as always, please enjoy the rest of your lovely Thursday night. We hope you guys stay blessed and be safe. It's D Slayton, RC, what you want to say to the people?
As always, peace, love, and good music.
Peace, love, and good music. RC is going to be the new, we're going to call her Donna Cornelius. We're going to call her Donna Cornelius. She's going to be the D Hour Show Soul Train correspondent. But we're gonna get on up out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's D Slade RC. Please enjoy your Thursday night. Guys, have a great weekend coming up. We'll see you guys.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists.